Even before Stuart's sentencing, would-be Marthas were lined up to take her place as the queen of domestic style. But as NPR's Elaine Corey reports, the question is not who will be the next Martha Stewart, it's whether one person can fill her functional yet stylish shoes.
If rivals thought Martha Stewart might just fade into obscurity, her remarks on the courthouse steps made it clear no one should count her out yet.
And I'll be back. I will be back.
Until then, her corporate name says it all. Martha Stewart Living Omni Media. Stewart's empire is vast. Nearly 36 books, newspaper columns, magazines, a network television program, cable TV and radio shows, plus her name on more than 5,000 products for the home. With $300 million in pre-scandal company revenues, Martha Stewart is a one-woman branding powerhouse who's yet to meet her match.
I doubt there's ever going to be one single person who's going to take Martha's place. It's going to be very difficult for one individual to have that kind of a wide reach.
Larry McNaughton is with the consulting firm Core Brand. When Stewart started out 30 years ago, media was concentrated. A food caterer could rise from nowhere to reign over everything from cooking and home decor to gardening, even pet care. But today, says McNaughton, cable television has brought market segmentation, making way for a whole army of mini-Marthas, each defending a patch of ground.
That's what this fractured media is all about right now. In terms of the broadcast meter, you know, everybody finds their own little corner. I mean, if we have 500 channels coming into the house or even 70 channels coming into a home. You know, there's something there for everybody at every point of the day.
My decorating philosophy? Help!
I'm Chris Madden. Decorating should be fun. You'll see with my exclusive new line at JCPenney.
One name often cited as Stewart's heir apparent is Chris Madden, who recently unveiled her own home collection, a pricier version of Kmart's Martha Stewart Everyday line, a self-styled haven maven with a string of books and her own cable TV show. Madden scoffs at some of the competition.
There are a lot of wannabes out there, and some of them are just putting their names on product just because, hey, it's a hot thing to do.
There's Christopher Lowell and Barbara B. Smith, both of them with decorating shows and exclusive product lines. And a younger generation of domestic divas is coming up. A&E has Katie Brown, who, unlike Stewart and her contemporaries, doesn't take herself quite so seriously.
My generation views domestic arts maybe a little bit more tongue-in-cheek. My show has a bit of fun. I view myself more as the friend who hopefully holds your hands and says, come on, let's try this.
That may play well with a new breed of consumer who's more educated and less dependent on expert advice. Branding consultant Jeff Swiston says it's time companies broke free from personalities defining their brand.
If the Martha situation has taught us one thing, it is the danger of wrapping up all your brand equity in one specific individual.
Yet, as she made clear after her court appearance, Martha Stewart has no plans to abandon what she calls her beloved company.
Perhaps all of you out there can continue to show your support by subscribing to our magazine, by buying our products, by...
And with her stock price rising sharply after sentencing, it seems Martha Stewart's received her own endorsement from Wall Street. Elaine Corey, NPR News.